And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch the bare internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business, as well as your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware. And also by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, Jeep, and Ram dealer. We're going to get your news started for you right now. And because technology keeps changing, ordinances do need to keep pace. Speaker Township is in the process of doing just that. The Planning Commission will conduct a special meeting at 6:30 Tuesday, April 28th. The meeting, which will be at the Township Hall at 7630 North Brockway Road, Melvin, is to review several proposed ordinances. One of the ordinances is about cryptocurrency data mining facilities. These kinds of facilities are specialized, high-density data centers containing thousands of computers designed to validate transactions in secure networks like Bitcoin. Those facilities require massive amounts of electricity, so they are usually put in repurposed, abandoned industrial sites and are strategically located near cheap energy sources. Some of the ordinances to be reviewed are also about data centers, which includes artificial intelligence, residential battery storage, container storage buildings, and the Village of Melvin's master plan. And Mayfield Township's DuPont-Lapeer Airport received state recognition. Representative Phil Green presented DuPont-Lapeer Airport Manager John Lewis and Supervisor Dan Engelman with an official state proclamation. The proclamation honors DuPont-Lapeer Airport for being named the General Aviation Airport of the Year for 2025 by the Michigan Department of Transportation, or MDOT, Office of Aeronautics. The annual award is presented to airports and consultants that have been nominated by the MDOT Office of Aeronautics staff and airport community members. The airport, which is owned by Mayfield Township, recently completed a $2.6 million runway reconstruction project that was financed with state and federal money. Green, who represents the 67th House District, said the MDOT award places DuPont-Lapeer Airport among the finest of the state's public airports and highlights its role in supporting economic growth and community development. The airport, which was built in 1956, is totally funded by operational revenue alone. And the Drug Enforcement Administration, also known as the DEA, is coordinating a national take-back day on April 25th in the Thumb and other parts of the state. Unused prescription medicine in cabinets and around the house are easily stolen, misplaced, or lost. And to help prevent that, law enforcement agencies will be participating and host take-back events. The drug disposal campaign keeps drugs out of landfills, water ecosystems, and they also protect against theft or abuse by providing a safe and secure disposal method. In several communities, residents don't have to wait for special times to drop off unwanted prescriptions. Some communities have a red container to collect unwanted medicine. However, the red barrels do not collect syringes, liquids, inhalers, or patches. The dropped-off medication is turned over to the DEA for their disposal. And we'll be right back with your obituaries after this message from More Motors.
Get thousands off sticker price and no payments for 90 days on a brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram from More Motors in Cairo. Hi, this is Todd Bowers. At More Motors, we're celebrating the arrival of spring with the best deals of the season. That's right, buy now and make no payments until summer. Drive home a brand new 26 Ram 1500 Bighorn 4x4 with powerful incentives and no payments for 90 days. Or step up to the Ram Heavy Duty, perfect for towing, hauling, and you still get no payments for 90 days. 90 days. Looking for family comfort? The 26 Chrysler Pacifica is ready for every school run, road trip, and you guessed it, no payments for 90 days. And if adventurous calling, Jeep has you covered. The 26 Compass, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, Grand Cherokee L, Wrangler, and Gladiator, all eligible for no payments for 90 days. And for Dodge fans, the 26 Durango and 26 Charger are also part of the program. Buy today, drive today, and don't make a single payment until July. Visit More Motors and come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll.
90-day deferred payment program available on select retail purchases of 2026 Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles with proof credit through Stellantis Financial Services. Interest accrues during deferment. See More Motors and Carroll for full details. Offer ends April 30th, 2026.
And we are back. We have no obituaries to report at this time, but you can always go to thumbnet.net for more obituaries and keep up as they are become available. We're going to go over to Ace Hardware's next, and then we'll be right back with your national international news.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
This is Sherry. Transform any room in your home. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. We even have a computer color matcher to find exactly the color you need.
This is Tyler. We have a huge selection of colors. Don't forget all your painting supplies like brushes, rollers, paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths, along with professional advice on how to get the job done. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
And we are back with your national and international news. FBI Director Kash Patel has issued a formal denial regarding recent allegations involving the agency's internal reporting procedures. The director stated that the Bureau remains committed to transparency and that the claims circulating in recent reports are unfounded and lack evidentiary support. The controversy stems from a series of leaked documents suggesting a shift in how domestic intelligence is classified. Members of the House Oversight Committee have indicated they may call for a hearing to review the Bureau's current operational guidelines later this spring. And a new report from the Northwest indicates that Latino farm workers are experiencing disproportionately high rates of long COVID symptoms. Barriers such as limited access to specialized health care and the necessity of manual labor have delayed diagnoses and treatment for thousands of workers. Public health advocates are calling for mobile clinics and bilingual health outreach to address the gap. The study highlights how socioeconomic factors continue to influence health outcomes years after the initial wave of the pandemic has subsided. And a political rift has emerged regarding a proposed move to erase convictions for certain leaders involved in the January 6th Capitol riot. Some regional lawmakers have voiced strong opposition, citing the importance of the rule of law, while others have remained silent or signaled support for the move as an act of national reconciliation. Legal scholars are debating the constitutional implications of such a broad use of executive clemency. The Department of Justice has not yet issued a formal stance on how these potential pardons would affect ongoing investigations or future sentencing. And in international news, Iran's deputy foreign minister has stated that the Strait of Hormuz will not remain open unless the U.S. ceases its blockade of Iranian ports. The statement has caused immediate ripples in global oil markets, as the strait is a vital artery for the world's energy supply. Tehran has accused Washington of maximalist demands that make a diplomatic resolution nearly impossible. Naval forces in the region have increased patrols to ensure freedom of navigation, while analysts warn that any closure of the strait could lead to a global economic recession. And due to the ongoing conflict there in the Middle East, it has sent global jet fuel costs to their highest levels in a decade. European aviation authorities have issued a warning that air travel may become significantly more expensive or even restricted ahead of the busy summer travel season. Airlines are already adjusting flight paths to avoid high-risk airspace, which adds to fuel consumption as well as flight times. Several major carriers in Asia have announced temporary surcharges to cope with the rising operational cost. And the Canadian Institute for Health Information, or CIHI, has issued a warning regarding a rise in hospitalizations for vaccine-preventable respiratory diseases. Data shows that vaccination rates for influenza and pertussis have dropped significantly across several provinces. Health officials are urging citizens to update their immunizations to prevent overwhelming the healthcare system. The report suggests that vaccine fatigue and misinformation are the primary drivers behind the declining uptake. And we will be right back after this message from AVS Broadband and their tech team.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb Region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
AVS Broadband is now hiring a customer care representative. Apply for this and other job openings at avci.net/careers.
And we are back, and that was your news and obituaries for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries, as well as more. And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.